Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University, and this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Wednesday, July 22nd. Well, where's the bugs? That's been the primary question we've gotten over the past week or so. Most of the calls we've gotten have been folks reporting light insect pressure and just honestly checking to make sure they're not the only ones that aren't seeing much or make sure they're not missing something. Thankfully, that has been the case for the majority of the cotton across the state. We got pockets of plant bugs and stink bugs and some spider mites here and there, but overall, it's been pretty quiet, relatively speaking. One big thing that we have talked about in this early planted cotton is whether or not to throw something in the tank when we're making a trip across the field at the third or fourth week of bloom. In most years, that's a really good timing to take care of stink bugs, especially when you consider the cost of a pyrethroid. However, given what we know about pyrethroids and how they appear to flare cotton jacids, if I was in South Alabama, I would be hesitant to stir anything up right now. So if we take the pyrethroid out, that leaves organophosphates like acephate and biodrin as options to clean up these stink bugs. You know, as light as the pressure has been this year, I honestly think we can probably pass on that third week of bloom automatic shot and try to buy another week or two. I once heard my colleague at Missouri, Chase Floyd, say, any day we don't have to spray is a good day. So let's just keep trying to kick that can down the road and try to make sure we're getting the biggest bang for our buck when we're considering our inputs this year. Now, if you do have enough pressure to treat, another good option is Vertento. We talked about it in our blog a week or two ago. You can go to Alabama Insects blog and see that. On the label, I didn't mention this last time, but on the label, the use of an oil-based surfactant or an NIS with at least 75% surface active agent is recommended. Quickly on jacids, populations continue to be very low across the state of Alabama. They are becoming a little bit more easy to find in some areas of Georgia, but no fields have reached treatable levels yet anywhere in the U.S. As of today that I'm aware of. Current counties where we have found jacids in Alabama include Elmore, Lee, Henry, and then we added Autauga County Monday on July the 20th. Now, we found a single jacid in a sweep net sample at the Prattville Research Unit. Last year, the first jacid that we found there on the station in Prattville was on September the 3rd. So what does that mean? Well, other than the fact that we found jacids there 6 weeks earlier than last year, we don't really know, to be honest. It could mean they build up numbers a little bit quicker, or it could mean they end up building late like they did last year. Well, you know, only time will tell. The one thing that we do know for certain is that the only way to know if jacids are present in your fields is to scout, monitor weekly, and be looking for them. You can find them in sweep nets. You can find them flipping leaves and looking on the underside of leaves as well, but you got to be in the field scouting. If you want to see an up-to-date map on cotton jacid detections across the entire cotton belt, you can go to the Stop 2-Spot Cotton Leafhopper website. That's stop2scl.org. And you can click on a link there, and it'll show a distribution map, and then you can actually click. We've got it this year to where you can see detections only in cotton fields in 2026 to give yourself an idea there. Stop2scl.org, again, is that website. Quickly on soybeans, we gotten a couple reports of red banded stink bugs requiring treatment in beans in South Alabama, and we've seen some in Central Alabama as well. Just a reminder, red bands are more aggressive feeders and a little bit more difficult to control than our traditional stink bug complex. Our threshold for them is 4 red bands per 25 sweeps. Best option for control is bifenthrin plus acephate. In some cases, that's for a threshold or greater population. In some cases, if you got a little bit lighter pressure, or you know, more adults and immatures, even maybe, you know, either bifenthrin or acephate alone or with imidacloprid can help knock them back some, or indigo ZCX is another good option as well. It just depends on the pressure and how long the beans have to go for what you decide to use, or if you decide a tank mix or not. Treatment for red banded stink bugs typically can be terminated at R7 unless we have adverse environmental conditions and the soybeans are not drying down as they normally do. We also have had very light pressure on defoliating caterpillars, loopers, and velvet beans so far this year. Now, we'll see what this storm out in the Gulf, if that's going to impact numbers or not. We'll know a lot more in the next, I'd say, week or 10 days about that. So with that, we'll sign off for today. I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll be back to update the situation as things change.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Indigo ZCX is a restricted use pesticide.